setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. And you've joined a conversation about you, your professional purpose. You were created to contribute through your work. That means you are needed and you must do it. You know deep down that there's more than just a job that gives you a paycheck that allows you to live and maybe save, make a little extra. Come on, you know there's more. You want to win financially and professionally, all on purpose. And I'm telling you, you were created to contribute through your work. I want to help you figure out what that is. Or if you know what it is, I want to help you figure out how to get there. Or if you know what it is, you know how to get there. But finances or fear or family or failures holding you back, I want to help you through that because you're needed. 844-747-2577. That's the toll-free number. This is a caller-driven show. I'm your counselor, coach, and cheerleader all in one call. I need one of those three-sided hats, Joe. Like three bills for the YouTube show for a fun visual, right? It's got counselor on one, and I flip it over in midway through the call or whenever we get there. Goes to coach, and then goes to cheerleader. It's just one of those three-billed hats. That'd be kind of fun for the YouTube show. But we're here to help you. And you've got the answers. It's my job to pull them out of you and help you think through it. So that's what we do. Hey, but first, I want to just spend a couple of minutes, and I want to speak specifically to a group of people we get a lot of phone calls from. I know it's a big, big group that don't even call in. And that's those of you who have the entrepreneurial itch, the dream, or you're actually in it. Okay? So you've started a company or you want to start a company. And you're like, how do I talk about it? It feels gross maybe. Or I've got some intimidation. I'm a little insecure about talking about my dream, my company, my side hustle, my eventual full-time gig, or I'm full-time in it, and Ken, I'm struggling to promote it. It feels like a self-promoter. So let's pull the self out. Let's pull out the personal for a moment. Go, wait a second. You started this company for a reason. What's your why? So I want to give you a three-part outline that if you get really clear on this and practice this, two things are going to happen. You'll be really good at talking about your company, and as a result, you'll be more confident. And so it doesn't feel gross. Here's why. Let me help you walk through this. You started your company to solve a problem or meet a need. You started your company to solve a problem or meet a need. And you have a solution that allows you to solve that problem or meet that need. And there's a reason for the solution. It's not just a solution. Solution, and then what does the solution do for people? So ask yourself, what's the problem or desire I started the company to take care of? There's a problem or a desire. Problem or desire. What's the problem or desire I started the company to solve? What's the actual solution that my company provides? It's either a product or service. And what's the reason for the solution? Why would you need the solution? Well, of course, it's to solve the problem, but you tie it all back in. It's a wonderful little outline that you start going, hey, here's the problem or the need, the desire. This is what we do. This is the thing out there. So gutters get clogged. We've got a very specific solution. And the solution is, you lay it out. And the reason, it's going to make sure you don't have leaks. It's going to save from decay and rotting and mold and blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is. I don't care. I just picked the most random thing in my head. Every company has been started to solve a problem or fulfill a desire. Tell people the solution, how you actually do that. And then give them the reason for why this solution matters to them. Then you're not promoting yourself. You should be proud to talk about this solution. I think if you flip it that way, it'll take away some of that grossness, or people just don't even know how to talk about their company. That's your outline right there. You do that, game changer, I promise. All right, let's go to the phones, 844-747-2577. Mike is in Plentywood, Montana. I wonder if there's plenty of wood. Joe, in Plentywood, Montana. I don't know. These are the kind of, thank you very much. These are the deep questions that I ask. It's special, folks. Did you see my depth there? This is why I do what I do. I'm the guy who digs. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Yeah, thank you very much, Ken. I really appreciate getting on your show.
You bet, man. What's up?
Well, to answer your first question, there isn't a lot of wood in Plentywood. It's pretty barren. It's the east side of Montana.
I mean, was there somebody who named that town that had a really weird sense of humor?
I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah, we'll save that. We'll save that for another day. Yeah. How can I help you?
Well, I have a question for you concerning my current career. I love my job. I've been with the federal government for going on 19 years now, and during which I went through a lot of hardships. I went, divorced, transferred to the southern border. And then when I had the opportunity to move back closer to my daughters, I took it. I demoted. I got back to the area I'm at, and now that my daughters have grown, I've started applying for different positions back in management to, move myself up, to better myself, to do, basically everything you promote. But I keep getting shot down. So during this process, I ask questions, why? And I get a lot of shoulder shrugs and smirks, and I don't know why. All my performance evaluations are good. I've got, very good references. And finally, it came out that there are a couple of things that I'm being held back from promoting from because of certain people. And when I try to ask that question, I get shoulder shrugs and, we don't know. How do I find this out? How do I push beyond this to prove myself? Because I've told I've been blocked from promoting any further during my career.
Well, then it's time to move on. I mean, you can go investigate this, and I don't have any slick answers, and here's 1, 2, 3 steps to find out really what's going on, because I think you've probably tried to. Sounds like you've been pretty thorough, and it hasn't worked, and so it's time. This is a sign. I know this is not fun news, but if you've been told that they're not going to promote you, this is the federal government. There's something that has happened, but I don't have a great answer other than you got to dig and dig and dig and dig and force somebody to tell you. But the real problem is dealing with the fact that you're being blocked and you're not getting any headway. That's a sign. I don't know how much longer I would put up with that. Maybe long enough to get a new gig. You know the work you love to do. That's the great news. Rest in that. Go find that somewhere else and go pursue that. You've hit a lid and your days are done there. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose, specifically by helping you move from paycheck to purpose. We want you working to get the income that you need and desire and also make the impact that you long to make. 844-747-2577, one of the ways that you can do that. We give you so many tools that are free, some paid, at kencoleman.com. I mean, I wrote an entire book on how to turn connections into actual job opportunities to keep moving up the ladder. So you keep getting promoted and promote yourself in the dream job. That's why I wrote the proximity principle. But we can't do it all here at Ramsey Solutions. And the number one job site in the world said, hey, we want to advertise with you, Ken and the Ramsey Show. I said, okay, what are we doing here? ZipRecruiter.com. /Ken. That's where you can go right now. And it's another tool in your tool belt, another arrow in the quiver to get the gig you want, because you know the job search is never fun. And many times it's not easy. And ZipRecruiter does make it a whole lot easier, a whole lot more enjoyable. They've got an unbelievable database of companies that are looking for talent. The companies pay them, so you don't have to. It is a free resource. In minutes, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. And in minutes, you fill out a profile. They begin to actively recruit on your behalf, push and pitch you. They're pushing you into companies going, hey, this is a match. Based on this job description, we've got a match. And if the companies are interested in you, they reach out to you directly, which means no more middleman. Boom, directly to you. And now you've got some momentum. You've got some interviews that are coming your way. And did I mention that it's free? Yeah, I did. It's free. Why wouldn't you do it? There's zero risk. And there's zero reason why you wouldn't say, yeah, I'll fill out a profile on ZipRecruiter. There you go. ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's go to Derek now in Mesa, Arizona. Derek, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. How can I help?
I am just looking for a little bit of advice. I'm trying to start my own online consulting business, and I'm currently working in a calling center where I'm on a computer for about 40 to 45 hours a week. And I'm just looking for some advice on how to transition to my own business full time.
Okay. What kind of consulting is it?
I want to help businesses and departments process management. I want to help them automate and optimize their processes using certain web services.
Okay. Have you done some of this already?
Not specifically, but I've worked on my own businesses in the recent past where I'm just trying to optimize my own processes, and I feel like I have a really good knack for this kind of logical thinking.
Is it a product or a service? Meaning, have you taken what you've done for yourself and you've got a methodology, it sounds like? Have you created a product, a software or something, or is it more of a service where you are, in fact, the product?
It's a service.
Okay. So you have got to, first thing is how to start it. We don't need to start a company to actually start doing it. Now, I don't care if you start a company, start a company tonight. I mean, you can go do basic little paperwork and file a company. But in all reality, we make it so big and so intimidating. Ken, how do I start? You need to start offering the service. So I talked about this at the top of today's show. So let's actually walk through this. I don't know if you were on the line when I did that, but let's walk through it. Okay. So what's the problem? I want you to be as succinct as possible. I don't want 45 seconds. I want 10 to 20 seconds. Less words, super specific. What's the problem that this company is going to solve?
People spend too much time on working to create their own business. They need to be able to scale up more easily and spend more time on their business.
Okay. I'm going to do it one more time. I like that. That's not tight enough. What's the problem that you're solving for a business? They're going to pay you to consult. What's the problem that they have?
People are wasting time on tasks that could be automated.
There we go. Spinning too many plates, not enough automation. All right, so what's the solution?
The solution is taking tasks and finding tasks that can be automated using certain web services that save them a lot of time and a lot of money.
All right, that you just answered the third question. Why does this solution matter? How does this solution make their company better? You said save them time and save them money. Okay. So you have to take that very simple, basic three-part construct, and you've got to write it out, type it out, memorize it, get to that point where you can say that really, really tight. And then you've got to start offering that to people. You got to get a client. Then you got to get another client. And then another client. That's what you have to do. You got to have a day job, but you're going to have to start putting yourself out there. Okay. Or you're going to have to save up a bunch of money and really sacrifice and cut your expenses down as almost as if you were trying to get out of a mountain of debt. And if you want to go at it full time, you're going to have a lot of money saved up because this is going to take time. So you got to put yourself out there and you got to find one client. Maybe you do a little bit of work for free just to kind of build a resume here and there. Maybe you help a small business owner that you know, maybe a friend of a friend or a family member or something like that. Help them, help them, help them. You got to put some wins up. Two reasons why you need to actually prove this business. You need to prove to yourself first. I know you believe you can do it, and I love your confidence. I don't hear doubt in you, which I want to applaud you. I think your confidence is there, but you still need to actually prove it to yourself. And then you get the benefit of proving it to others by having, here's what I did. I took this company from this. We reduced their expenses by 14% in 6 months. And as a result, their net profits rose by, you see what I'm saying? You got to put some real wins on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
So start now. This is a side hustle though, which means you may have to work really, really hard, but you're a young guy, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything else keeping you from doing what I'm telling you to do?
No, I don't think so.
That's how you start it. Hey, one client at a time, Derek. We don't have to start this big old company. We don't have to go rent a building. Go help people. Go consult and stack those wins. And then what's going to happen is you're going to get some momentum. You're going to get two clients at once, then three. And I want you stacking all that money in that company account. And there's going to come a math. There's going to come a point where the math says I can leave my call center job and go do consulting full time. And you understand what I'm saying there, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So get after it. I mean, you start telling everybody, but that three-part construct, here's the problem that my consulting business is after. Here's the solution. This is what I'm offering. You got to be able to explain it very succinctly. You still got work to do on that one, but you got to be able to explain it. Here's my solution. It's me. I come in with my skill set here, and then I specifically get you here. So you've got skills and a methodology. You've got to be able to say that very clearly, very quickly. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I'm giving you a world of advice for free right here. That is a game changer for you, okay? And then that last piece, here's what you get from that. And that you're telling them without saying it, this is the reason my solution is so valuable. You don't even have to say that. You just go, here's what I'm going to do. And here's what it's going to do for you. That's a sales pitch, but it doesn't feel like a sales pitch. It's vision casting. Here's the problem that I solve. Here's the solution on how I solve it. And here's what it does for you. That doesn't sound arrogant. It doesn't sound cocky, does it?
No, not at all.
All right, get after it. You got some homework to do, Derek, but I appreciate the call and I'm rooting for you big time. 844-747-2577. Hey, real quick, those of you that listen to this show via podcast, which is we're live on air Monday through Friday on SiriusXM, channel 132, right, Joe? Is that right, 132? And then also 75 radio stations across the country. But we podcast it as well. That's how we get people from all around the globe. So, hey, we would love, if you're enjoying the show, would you do us a favor and help us grow by subscribing, sharing, and give us a review? Please be nice. This is The Ken Coleman Show. All right, folks, welcome back to The Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us, 844-747-2577. We're helping you discover what you were born to do, or we're helping you do it. Moving up. You know, Joe, we can't use it because of all the... I mean, the world has gone haywire, and quite frankly, the world's gone wrong in so many areas. But one area is the ridiculousness over the licensing and all the stuff around music. You know, it would be great to play the theme song to the Jeffersons on this show. But you can't do it, right? Everybody's got to have a nickel for it.
Yep.
But you would think if I played the theme song to the Jeffersons on this show, there would be a lot of 20-somethings who would go, what's that from? And they would go check it out. And don't you think that might benefit whoever makes money from showing reruns of the Jeffersons?
Yes.
So we can't play the Jeffersons, right?
Nope.
Can't even play it.
Nope.
Not even on YouTube.
Uh-uh.
So, boy, where did that all happen? Ah, never mind. It's really unfortunate. Because, you know, I came back from break and I heard. Now, I can sing it, can I? Can I sing it on the air?
Probably.
I can sing it.
Yes.
Oh, man. Moving on up. Yeah. That's falsetto. It's the best I could do on the spot. You don't know the music. It was a fantastic song. To the East Side. Oh, man. That's a shame. All right. I just want you folks to know that if we didn't have all these ridiculously licensing things, the amount of fun music we could play would just be ridiculous. Joe and I.
Oh, yeah.
We mourned all this stuff, but it is what it is. Everybody wants to get paid. Oh, everybody. Which I get it. All right. Let's go to Colby in Lafayette, Louisiana. Colby, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Happy Friday. Thank you for taking my call, Ken.
You bet, Colby. What's up?
So I feel a little guilty. My question is similar to the previous caller, but I have some different obstacles, so maybe you can help me out.
Well, yeah, but first of all, don't feel guilty, man. Come on. That's why I do what I do. Let's go. What are we doing?
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. So I do have a business idea. However, I have a conflict with my current employer. So I had a non-compete with my previous employer that has since expired. However, I took a new job or position in January, a new company. I've had this idea for a while, but my wife and I are deep in the baby step two, so I really just couldn't take the leap to start a business at
sure,
the time.
Sure.
But my current company has a course policy that prohibits outside employment or activities that could be a conflict of interest.
Yeah, sure.
So trying to figure out a way to, if I can start this business now without, or if I could talk to my employer without making it seem like I'm trying to have one foot in and one foot out.
No, I do not like the idea of you talking to your current employer.
Me neither, but I'm just trying to figure out a way if I can start this.
You can't.
Without,
you can't.
Again,
you're going to have to get a different day job.
Hmm.
See, the only way to do this, unless I'm missing something, is that you've got to... See, this is a day job, man.
Sure.
Okay? I know you're good at it. You probably feel very comfortable doing that kind of work. But you are going to have to decide at some point... I say it's the only way to do it. How much money? Let me pause. My thought. How much money? Is there a certain amount of capital that you need to start this, or can you now start it? Because you said you were in baby step two, and you couldn't do it before, but now you feel like you can. How is there some sort of capital that you need to start this thing, or is it just you getting out there and doing it?
There definitely would be a little bit of capital.
How much
to start up to get some resources? I had a guess between 10 and 15,000.
And how close to being done with baby step two are you?
Quite a while. We're going to be in it for the full probably 2 years.
Okay. So baby step two, for those who may not be super familiar with the Dave Ramsey Show, which is now the Ramsey Show, baby step two is part of the 7 baby steps to get out of debt and live like no one else financially. Baby step two is to pay off all of your debt, smallest to largest. So if you got a $500 credit card, you knock that one out, then you move up to the next most... the next largest total, if you will. So that's where Colby and his wife are at. So they got 2 more years to knock that out, okay? So this now solidifies my answer. You don't have 10 to 15,000 to start it on the side anyway.
No.
So...
Yeah, I'd approach a business partner to possibly help me out.
Nope, nope.
But he wasn't interested at the time either. So.
Good, that's a gift. You do not need a partner. Colby, I understand this thing is just, it's just itching at you like crazy. You want to scratch it like fire, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. So here's the deal. 2 years will go by pretty quick. You don't have the money to do this right now. Now, it is possible for you to cash flow the start of this. I just don't know how you're going to do it. But if you can figure out a way to continue to knock out the baby steps, to knock out the debt snowball in baby step two. Okay. And you can somehow save up the 10 to 15,000 while doing that. I just don't think that's possible. I think you got everything you got to put all your effort right now into knocking out the baby steps, but it is possible. Okay. You just have to figure out how it is, but I wouldn't want you to stop your current effort. But if you can keep knocking out the debt snowball at its current pace, and somehow sell something or work like a maniac with some of that extra gazelle intensity and come up with the 10, okay, get the side business going and it generates some revenue to where we can now pour extra money in, I'm okay with that, but I think that's a long shot. Would you agree?
I agree. And I did consider it as a small side hustle to not go in it, you know, full time. But at the same time, I said I still had that small conflict that my employer did find out about it,
well,
would be jeopardy.
Well, but that's my point. We can't do it with your current job. I already told you that. I'm saying I've moved on. You can't start this thing while you're currently working with this company. So what we got to do is, though, is we got to say, if it's a long shot to do all this, I'd have to change jobs. And then I'd have to work like a maniac to try to come up with a 10 grand of capital investment. And this is not a sure thing. So I'd rather you get through baby step two. 2 years from now, this business idea is still going to be viable, yes or no?
It is, of course, at the time. It seems like a good time now because of my connections and network, but it will still be around within a couple years.
I know, brother, but my point is you got real life limitations.
Yes.
But the dream is not dead. So I hustle for 2 years. Actually, I'm going to challenge you. I want you to knock it out in a year. I want you to go crazy and knock this debt out within a year. At which point, you're going to pretty quickly thereafter get your emergency fund in place. And while you're doing that, you're looking for another day job that will take away the conflict of interest. I don't care if it's a job that bores the stew out of you. It's a day job. You're going to do that to keep the money coming in, keep rocking on the 15%, which will be baby step four, 15% of your money towards retirement. And then you have no conflict of interest, and we start this other business on the side because you're going to cash flow the 10 grand needed to invest and get it going, and then you're going to keep going, and then eventually you replace the day job with the income from the side job. That's the path. Is it going to take a little bit longer? Yes. But are you going to be more stable financially? Absolutely. And you don't have as much risk, and you're not relying on the side hustle to generate income that you need. It's all about taking my time and growing this dream job. That's the path for you. Now, it's going to take a lot of patience. Are you willing to wait as long as it takes?
1 year probably wouldn't happen, but I'm definitely willing to put that intensity in.
Well, that's fine. Okay, I just thought I'd challenge you.
Sure.
I don't know your numbers, but that's okay. If it's 2 years, everything you got, fine. But I'm saying, are you willing to wait 2 years to get after this thing?
I guess that's plenty of time to put together a more solid business plan and be ready when it is ready.
Yes, sir. What a great attitude. Absolutely the right answer. And by the way, let me add one other thing to your answer. Making connections, potential customers, potential vendors. I mean, dude, 2 years, man. 2 years to plan the launch of this thing? Whoo, that's beautiful. You got this, Colby. Really proud of you. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. Hey, I want to remind you folks, we have some amazing resources in the store at kencoleman.com. Parents, grandparents, anybody that's got some influence over a young person. And we're looking at basically teens, 13 to 19. And you want to give them the foundations in what I teach here on the Ken Coleman Show. You listen, you believe in what I'm teaching, but you want to pass it on. Well, we created the Foundations in Career Readiness, how to land their first job in the real world, and then how to step into a career they love, all taught by me. It's only $29.99. Go to kencoleman.com/store today. Helping you go from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. So excited to have you with us. 844-747-2577. We're worldwide. You know, some people only know the Ken Coleman Show as a podcast. Kind of irritates me a little bit because I'm old school. You know, I'm a radio guy. I'm a TV. I believe in radio, TV. I believe in podcasting, of course. But it's like people say all the time, hey, I love your podcast. I'm like, yeah, thank you very much. But you know why I love that we can podcast the show? Because it goes all around the globe. Carrion. Is that how I say that? What's the pronunciation? Carrion is joining us from Litchfield, England right now. Oh-ho! Carrion, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I wanted to have a question about pursuing an MBA as a later student. I'm in my late 30s.
Okay.
Specifically in digital transformation and how that's viewed, doing it in a non-traditional way rather than the T25, you come out, you get recruited. Because I do have a job I love, and I just want to make myself more promotable, basically.
Okay, if I understand your question, whether you get an MBA at 25 or 45, I don't think anybody cares. Is that what you're asking?
No, it's getting it from one of the top T25 institutions where I have to take 2 years out of my career versus some of the new online kind of breaking the mold types of programs that are available now.
Yeah, nobody cares where you get your MBA from either. I love the question. No, I would not spend any extra money or time because it's a top 25. Because it's got brand sizzle. Nobody cares where you got your degree from. I'm just telling you. And I actually, so in case you're a little cynical, which it's okay to be, I actually talked about this. Last week I reported on Columbia, which is one of the most prestigious schools in America. NYU, another prestigious. Northwestern, prestigious school in the Midwest, and then Southern Cal, prestigious. And I went through and I picked, this was from an actual news story, Kieran, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I went through, one was a film department, another was, and so they were all master's degrees or doctorates in different fields. And every one of them showcased a large percentage of their students that were in those big time schools, big time advanced degree programs, none of them showed that a majority of their students were making enough to even pay the loan back. So.
Yeah, and exactly. I don't want to take any more loans out.
No, but here's the deal. That was less about loans, but other than say the name brand doesn't matter to companies. They don't go, oh, you got your film degree in Columbia? One guy was making $60,000 in the film industry in Los Angeles. He owes $333,000 to Columbia. And he literally said, I'm doomed to debt the rest of my life because of the stupid degree from Columbia. He could have read The Proximity Principle, my best-selling book, and moved from Charlotte, North Carolina to Los Angeles and get in and get that same job for $60,000. So I've made my point. Go where you can go and afford it. Pay it as you go. Online masters is no different than in the classroom masters. I mean, let's be honest. All these big time schools are sending their students home anyway. Last year, undergrads and graduate program, they were all pursuing their degrees on Zoom. What's the difference? There is none.
Exactly. That's my thought. Thank you.
You're awesome. Hey, thanks for the call. Hey, I'm just curious. What are you doing in Litchfield, England?
I work for a global biotech who may not work with some COVID stuff and a lot of other sciences.
Fantastic. All right. Well, hey, what time is it over there?
Nearly 7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling across the water. I hope that you believe me because I'm telling you I'm right. You could do more research, but I'm telling you, no one cares. No employer and no customer cares where you got your degree. The employer cares about one thing. Can Carrie Ann help me win? The customer goes, can Carrie Ann, her product, her service, can it help me? Am I right?
Yeah, and that's true. And I have the support of my company. So
good.
That's where it gives me a bit of confidence as well.
Good. Don't you look back. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise because they're wrong. You and I are right. 844-747-2577. Dustin joins us now in Dallas, Texas. Dustin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, Ken. How are you?
I'm living the dream, Dustin. What are you doing?
Well, I'm hesitant here. I've got a job offer at a new place, and about 85% of me thinks it's the right move, and I should take it. The other 15% of me, I think, is my gut that's making me hesitant, causing a little bit of anxiety, and I want to decide if you can help me walk through if this is the right move or not.
Yes. So tell me what the gut is telling you.
Well, currently my position is a health inspector. I work for the state, so there's some limited income there, but it's what I like to do. I like to work for the public. I've done it for 10 years. It's what my degree is in, public management. And this new job is private sector, logistics, and I think I'd like it, but it's completely different from what I've done for the last decade. And so part of me wonders if what I'm going to miss about working for the public is what's making me cautious about getting in the private sector, or if it's the stability with the job I have now versus the unknown of going in the private sector and risking something happening there where maybe it's not as stable, or if the business goes up or down, you're kind of subject to the waves. So I wonder if it's me just worrying about being uncomfortable, and that's my gut preparing me for that, but I should do it anyways. Or is that anxiety my gut telling me maybe you should stay where you're at, where it's secure and you enjoy the job doing what you like, but there's little room for improvement or room for growth over a 30-year career there?
Yeah, this isn't your gut. So I'm so glad you broke that down. I asked you to tell me what your gut's telling you, and that's not your gut. That's all your head. Your head is just playing games with you. That's all fear. It's all doubt. The fear is, well, I work for the government. The government can't possibly fail. Ooh, I can't even say that, Dustin, with a straight face. My job is secure because it's with the government. The government. Come on, Dustin.
It is a nice job, and it'll be around as a health inspector. They've been around for a long time, but
I get it. But I'm making the point. It's too, yes, it's exactly what this is. You are so comfortable that you'd rather be miserable because you know what miserable's like than get out there and face the unknown. That's all this is. That's all it is. It's fear and doubt. You're afraid that if I go to the private sector, I may not work. I may not be able to do it. I'm doubting whether or not I'll like it. This is all fear and doubt. They're just playing games with you. Let me just ask you point blank. You applied for the job and they offered it. Yes or no?
Yes, they did.
Do you have the talent to do this? The skills?
I believe I can get them early on within a couple of weeks and hit the ground.
Great.
By month two, being very productive.
Great. Similarities in this new logistics job to what you've been doing as a health inspector? What are the similarities of the work that you really enjoy doing?
Communicating with business owners and other business individuals. So that's common. The job I'm looking at is a logistics job, so it's business to business.
Yep.
So communicating, solving problems, some of those things are what attracted me to the job.
Yep.
And so getting to work with businesses.
It's perfect. As a health inspector, what's funny, I got this new assessment coming out in 2 weeks. And one of the top talent, one of the talents of the 12 universal talents that I have kind of created based on the world of skills is inspection. And you're a health inspector, but in logistics, you're also an inspector, aren't you?
There will be some things where
absolutely.
It helps to have a keen eye.
Yes, sir. So you love analyzing. You love communicating. And so that's a wonderful fit. So you love this work. We just know you love this kind of work, and it creates a result that matters to you. If I asked you if it's efficiency and solution that drive your work, would you say yes or no?
Problem solving, which...
Yeah, that's solution. That's solution. Yeah. So I just went through talent, passion, mission real quick with you. It's in your sweet spot. Doesn't mean it's a dream job. But if it's in your sweet spot, this is not a bad move. Take the move and stop thinking about it. All right, folks, my time is almost up. But before I let you go, you matter. You do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following @KenColeman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.